The Choir by Joanna Trollope. The book's dedication reads, "For Ian." The book is preceded by a quotation from George Meredith. "Full lasting is the song, though he the singer passes. Lasting, too, for souls not lent in usury, the rapture of the forward view." Acknowledgements. Needless to say, all the characters in this novel are entirely fictitious, but there are several real people to whom I owe a great debt of gratitude for their time and experience, and for the chances they gave me to learn at first hand about life in a cathedral choir. I should like to thank most warmly the Reverend Alan Charters, headmaster of the King's School, Gloucester, Mr. John Saunders, organist and director of music at Gloucester Cathedral, Mr. Harry Mudd, managing director of the Abbey Recording Company, Mr. Andrew Shenton, organist and director of music at St. Matthew's Church, Northampton, who allowed me to sit in on the recording session of Daniel Ludford Thomas, BET Choir Boy of the Year. Joanna Trollope, Gloucestershire. Chapter 1. Nicholas Elliot, who had had many reverses in his young life, pushed open the inner door of the cathedral porch and heard the singing. It was early, not much after 8 in the morning, and outside the cathedral there had been no sound but the wind and a few gulls looping, crying round the tower. Now, with the felt-padded door softly shut behind him, he could hear nothing at all but the singing, far off but very clear. They were singing Palestrina's Tu es Petrus. He began to walk rapidly on tiptoe across the...